Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. The final hour of Frog Week, everyone. That's right. 20 long hours of Frog Week. You guys have sat through it. We finally did it.
23 hours.
Why is that?
The incident.
Okay. Well, let's see. 4, 8, 12, 16.
All right, no, so 20, we'll say, I'm sorry. 19 hours.
19 and a half.
The streak continues, baby. Look at us. Started strong with the final hour of Frog Week, which means it's time now to give you some headlines. These headlines are courtesy of our friends over at Doral Volkswagen. You can choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Plenty of material.
Why did Jennifer send pictures we can't open?
Oh, no, I was able to open them.
What do you mean? I mean, you weren't supposed to actually see a video or anything. It was just a picture.
I can't see the picture because it's little.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not my fault.
This is the picture right here. Totally appropriately sized. Totally appropriately sized.
Who is that?
That is none other than Cheetah Tyreek Hill getting a beach workout in on probably Hollover Beach because he's horny. But he is
may or may not be models around. I don't know.
May or may not be models around on this beach workout. And it is quoted as favorite time of the year, which would be very strange if you ask me, because I feel like the favorite time of the year would be playoff time, Cheetah. Huh?
Well, he's not the one that wrote it.
He doesn't know what that is.
Well, I mean, he was in Kansas City. Okay, who was the one who wrote it? Kay Fitz wrote it. Okay, well, I apologize, J Fig. I mean, I'm not in the best friends on IG with Kay Fitz, all right?
So
I'm not
in the. I was either.
I'm not in the cool club clan. But I want to talk real quick about our boy Cooper Flagg, who had an amazing performance yesterday. Did you guys have a chance to catch any of what the man did?
I did.
It was a back and forth for sure. I didn't even know this other guy, though, from Arizona State, Caleb Love. You guys knew him beforehand?
Yes, he's been in the league. I mean, he's been college basketball for like 5 years now. I think he played at North Carolina.
Five years?
Yeah, it wasn't like the first time he took on Duke.
Ah, wow. It was a back and forth for sure. The final numbers for Cooper Flagg, which, you know, I'm happy that the Heat are winning now, but every time I see this guy play, I'm like, come on, what are we doing? 30 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 block shots. The man does it all. I don't know if I've seen a more complete basketball player in college basketball in quite some time. If you guys could remind me of one, maybe, but the last time I've looked at someone who checked all the boxes, both physically and, like, you know, skill-wise, I can't remember the last time we saw a prospect like this. Even Zion Williamson.
Somebody suggested that he is the current-day Christian Laettner.
He's Terry Conklin.
Who?
He's more athletic, though.
The movie, Great White Hype. He's Terry Conklin.
Oh, okay. See, Christian Laettner, I don't like that comparison because, yeah, I get it.
Why? Because he's from Duke?
That's what I'm saying. They're both white guys from Duke. But the athleticism that Cooper Flagg has and skill that he has, Laettner, I mean, obviously the skill wasn't enough to translate to the NBA.
Laettner had swag. It was just he had boy prep swag. And it wasn't. Nobody wanted to see a kid, you know, with J. Crew on his, you know, that looked like he just came out of the J. Crew catalog. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Not at that time.
Cooper Flagg has a different vibe, though. I think you'll
Cooper
agree.
Cooper Flagg got, he's got 2000 intangible swag right now. 2025 intangible swag. You know, He's been around. He's been around some barbecues, some cookouts.
Correct. He has an invite.
Yeah, he knows what grape-flavored Kool-Aid is. He knows that.
Yep. And he doesn't put raisins in anything.
No, especially not his potato salad.
No, but we have some more March Madness games that are going to continue on today. And they're at weird times. Are you guys seeing the times?
What is it? 6:50?
It's like 9:29.
Yeah, that's because the game starts at 7. So if it ends in 2 hours, it gives you 20 minutes between the last game and the next game. That's why.
And keep in mind, they're playing in the same place, right?
So yeah.
They got to give.
You
got to
like, get one.
The
yeah.
game. The game starts. I want to say 45 minutes.
No. After the first game? Well, they start like yeah. 20 minutes after the first game.
20 minutes.
Okay. But you got to get.
So if you notice, by the time the other game ends, the other team's already in the tunnel.
Not only that, but their fan base is already in. Remember, it's four different universities in one arena.
Yeah, you got to get out.
You got to get one fan that's base right. out and the other fan base in. Unless you buy. That's why they try to get you and make you buy the whole weekend.
Right.
They make you buy. Even if your team's eliminated, ooh. They still want you to.
They used to not let you
expensive.
Resell them.
Nope, they didn't.
But now what they do is they make both teams buy them, and then they return the money of the other team.
Well, today the action begins at 7:09 p.m. That is Ole Miss versus Michigan State. Don't worry about anything other than straight up. Who's winning this game? Vlad, I'll start with you. Michigan State or Ole Miss?
I got Michigan State winning it all. So I got to go with Ghost Party. Sorry.
For sure.
Sorry, Leroy.
No, I got Michigan State. I got Michigan State winning this.
I think
but I don't have them winning it all.
You got Michigan beating them in the Elite Eight, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, you got Michigan State beating Michigan?
I didn't have
Michigan going to the Elite Eight.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm still in first place, but my teams are waning. So it becomes a little difficult to win if somebody has a team that goes much farther than the teams you have. Let me see my bracket.
Figgy almost.
Oh, don't forget about this. Wait, aren't we supposed to finish the.
I got Auburn.
The Snacket bracket?
Yeah.
Snacket bracket. We never finished.
I got Auburn. I got Michigan State.
Okay.
I got Florida.
Okay.
I had St. John's, so did I.
Oh,
boo. I had Duke. Okay. I had Wisconsin beating Alabama, so I'm dead there.
Big Ten bias.
I have Houston. I have Tennessee.
So you'll have six of the Elite Eight, maybe.
Yeah.
If the guys win tonight.
Yeah, which means that it's gonna be hard to lose.
Followed by that, we have Kentucky and Tennessee.
Oh, SEC battle.
That one's pretty good. 3-3-2. Figgy, who you got for that one?
Say that one more time.
Nope.
Figgy was moving on. Okay.
9:39 p.m.
Sorry, I'm clipping.
Michigan versus Auburn. Leroy, I'm not even going to ask you.
I picked Auburn.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went with the number one team. He wanted to bet big on Auburn.
Leroy, ye of little faith. I'm going Michigan on
this. It's not ye of little faith.
Ye of little faith.
Dog. I've been watching them all year and not be able to score. Yeah. And I just figured it's going to be tough when you have these teams that run. You know, I don't know how much they're going to be able to slow them down, especially when the tournament is usually about point guards and scoring.
Nah, I just kind of feel like they'll steal some signs and they'll be fine in the end.
You can steal all the signs you want. Like, who's going to stop that guy from making threes?
And then finally at 10:09 p.m., Purdue versus Houston. Houston, we have a problem. Who do you think is going to win that one, Figgy? All right, dude.
What are you doing? Why are you even on the screen if you're not gonna talk?
Okay, you know what, Vlad? You're lashing out on me. I'm a video producer, so I'm here producing on the side, okay?
No, it's fine. No,
let's not lash out on me.
Not a problem. Leroy, who you got in that final matchup?
I got Houston.
You got Houston, number one seed. Not a shocker there. Vlad, I'm assuming same thing?
I got HM. I got HM in the final four.
Okay. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, come back with 15 minutes of heat, where we'll be giving away a family four-pack of tickets to the Disgruntled Grizzlies.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Look at this, dude. In what? I don't know how many days are in March because I can't count my knuckles because
next
that's
week.
The trick that I use. Next week.
Next Friday. A week from tonight. Away. A week from
a
today.
A week from tonight. Look at that. Who else looks out for you guys other than Tobin and Leroy? Giving you free tickets and opportunity to win next 15 minutes of heat. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. 15 minutes of heat for ya. This is fresh off a victory for your Miami Heat over the Atlanta Hawks. Stellar performance from the team, specifically Tyler Hero coming through with 36 points. But it really was a true team effort. You saw 12 rebounds from Khalil Ware. You saw Davion Mitchell put up about 16 points. Overall, like Leroy says, as long as your big three can provide you at least 60 points, that usually indicates you're on your way to a victory. That was the case yesterday. And we look forward to much more of that as well. You know, I want ping pong balls, but you get it. We're probably going to see much more of that as the Miami Heat have finally convinced themselves that they are clicking on all cylinders. Leroy, after the game, our boy Davion Mitchell had an interesting quote. He, again, much like we heard with Bam earlier and Eric Spoelstra earlier, echoed the sentiment that they are playing their best basketball at the moment. And really that they've been playing well this entire time. It's just now things are clicking and now they are connected. This is the Heat point guard, Davion Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, I think nothing, I don't know if anything's changed. I think that we've been playing really well, even though the losses. We just had to figure out how to win games at the end. I feel like, I mean, defensively, honestly, we're better. We're being more disruptive. We're helping each other more. I think we're just kind of more connected. We got, like, more of a chemistry now. We've been through the fire, and now it's shown that we can end games.
I think, personally, ever since this man has been traded to the team, has been really – you know, not to give you a pun in this situation, but really a slam dunk of a pickup.
He's done his thing.
He was Heat culture from day one. You know, he's right. Pesky on the defensive side of the ball. He can get you some points.
Way better than that Drew Smith guy, am I right?
They don't call him off night for nothing.
He has lived up to the reputation of off night. And, you know, as of right now, with Eric Spoelstra continuing to tweak the lineups, you've seen him as a starter. You've seen him off the bench. And, you know, he's mentioned that he doesn't necessarily care whether or not he's starting. It's just a matter of he needs to be playing because he really feels he can make a difference. And thus far, man, of the three that we've picked up, I really feel that have really, you know, significantly affected this team between Slow-Mo, Wiggins, and Davion. He's probably been the most consistent pickup of the three.
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
you know, you know what you're going to get on a night to night basis because
that's what I'm saying.
His game is not based on scoring.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, and that's good. That's good because we have other people who should be taking on that responsibility. But he's really lived up to it in regards to being that pesky defensive presence that we need.
Now I'm excited for Nico to get back.
You know, it seems like things are lining up where it could be a too little too late situation, but we're starting to get a little bit healthier. We're starting to really click and understand, you know, trust the process, if you will, not to quote that failing Philadelphia organization, but they've all been saying it, man. They haven't switched anything. They haven't done anything different. The victories are just beginning to pile up, and hopefully they continue to do so. Hopefully
not for none. Does seem like they're making a lot more shots.
It does indeed. Like
maybe the energy and the effort may be the same.
Yeah.
But the bucket getting has been a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. And that's
I think it all turned around.
Yeah.
When Bam started being more aggressive.
I think so as well.
You know, that freed up the other guys. And now Tyler can cook. Now Wiggins can cook. And you still have your, you know, you have your guys coming off the bench that contribute. So, you know, there's guys that you don't know how much they're going to contribute, but as they've been playing currently, you know, the three guys who are going to be the catalyst behind scoring.
Yeah. And I just want to say you're welcome for that. I think my tough love on Bam at the beginning of the season really weighed on him until he finally just had enough and decided, you know what? It's time for me to prove Marcos right.
I don't think that's what that was. But okay.
Well, I mean, we can't thank Leroy. Leroy embarrassed a man in dominoes to begin the season. You had him shook for a couple weeks. So
yeah.
I'm not going to take credit.
Wasn't he the one that won?
Who, Bam? Supposedly, no, but after viewing the footage, we found out Bam cheated. Bam was cheating.
There's a bunch of different ways to play dominoes.
Yeah.
If I'm playing dominoes a certain way and he's playing a different way.
I mean, you guys should have established it from the very beginning.
I thought, to be honest with you, I thought dominoes was only played a certain way.
Yeah. With integrity.
If we're playing to keep score,
that's fine. That should have been identified in the beginning.
Mm.
Right. I was playing to keep the down and get the points that way. And that's where put it this way.
Yeah.
It won't happen again.
All right.
And the next time we play.
Yeah.
It's going to be clear who the best dominoes player is. Because there's a couple of things that I need to make sure that we clarify before we start.
Look, do whatever you need to do. Take whatever precautions necessary because I don't want to hear any excuses next year.
There's no excuses. No excuses. None whatsoever.
I do want an opportunity now. If you are listening or watching, this is your chance to see the drama unfold in person at the Kaseya Center next Friday, April 3rd. We got a family four-pack of Heat tickets that we are giving away to caller Vlad. What caller? Caller.
Let's see. What's Jaws' number? 12?
12, yes.
This
caller number 12.
Caller number 12.
You already starting this nonsense. Y'all know Tobin.
Fact. Leroy. Tobin is like, Leroy, I go on vacation. What happens? The Miami Heat, they win 3 in a row. We get revenge on Jimmy. That Benedict Arnold. That traitor, because that's gonna be the whole narrative now that the game's over and the Heat won. And look what happens in the background. Oh, Taylor Jenkins and Memphis Grizzly, the old Grizzlies, firing their coach 2 weeks before the season ends. Ja Morant reportedly not happy.
There it goes.
I have a question.
Orca!
With what Ja's been through the last couple of years.
Oh, Miami coming down here?
Can he be the guy?
Oh, if he comes down here.
Can he be the guy to be making those statements? Because they've been more patient with him.
He's been a good guy this year. He's been no trouble.
I know, but I'm just saying that understanding what has happened in recent history and how they supported him and stayed behind him, could he be the guy that says, you know what, I'm not happy. Change needs to happen. Right?
It says all Ja needs is Udonis Haslam. Keep him in line. Hey, he was able to keep Michael Beasley in line.
Kinda.
Listen, kinda. Man, things are kinda starting to look good. I'm hearing this.
Ooh-wee. Come on now.
And then
listen.
And then now you're hearing whale sound effects. Like, you know, this could be a very, very good off season for Los Heat.
But you know that in the next couple of years, this team is going to get younger. And I don't know, you know, like any of those guys you talk about bringing in besides Phoenix, Kevin Durant, is going to make your team even younger. So how is everybody going to be prepared for that?
Look, I don't want to say that Frog Week saved South Florida sports, but Vlad said it, essentially. In this week alone.
Wait, what?
That's what Vlad said. I'm just quoting.
Vlad never said anything.
This week alone.
About Frog Week.
Victory. No, you said since he's been gone. You just said it a different way. Since Tobin's been gone, all these great things have happened. But what else has happened since Owen's been gone?
Your internet went out yesterday.
Correct. All a part of the plan. all a part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Caller number 12 right now, 305-567-0560. You will win tickets to see Miami Heat's newest star, Ja Morant. But before you do, Leroy, can you please tell us about Live?
Yes, Go. I can. Next weekend, April 4th through the 6th, Live Golf returns to Trump National Doral. And because it's at the Blue Monster, they're going big. Join some of the giants of the game and John Rahm, Bryce Tambo, Brooks Koepka. We got Phil Mickelson. We got Sergio Garcia, all major championship winners, by the way. So you're seeing some of the best. They've got huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining a concert on Saturday night. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is time now to bury some people. It is our favorite Friday game and the perfect way to end Frog Week. That is to announce who or what is dead to me. I have two nominees. I will start things off. Number one is going to shock you guys. But then when you realize why, it won't shock you that much. But our Miami Marlins started their season victorious. And always but one. The fact that you got rid of Jessica, you bastards.
You're dead.
As if getting rid of Jazz Chisholm and Giancarlo Stanton and Miguel Cabrera and every other Marlin to come through these walls and leave to greener pastures. It is absolutely unacceptable that we can't maintain talent down here. It is absolutely insane.
Maybe she's doing better.
No, she needs to be better for me. She needs to serve us.
Took too long. I can't be there before the season starts, Figgy.
That's fair.
You know what? You could have been there when you saw her last season.
I should have went to Marlins Fans Fest. Maybe she was just off. Maybe she's off.
There's a listener that knows exactly who we're talking about, and I think is like his friends with her. I forgot his name.
Well,
I don't know. We're a big fan of her talent, of her assets.
Maybe she is at Cheetahs now.
You know why? Why would you say that?
Assets? It's like things that you can acquire.
And move.
That is my nominee number one for dead to me. The next one, I'm going to
you're dead
kind of tiptoe on this one because I'm not sure yet the severity of the situation, and I feel kind of bad commenting on it, but I'm going to have to do this anyway just because it is notoriously known, and it happened to me yesterday. I was a victim of the Bright Line curse, ladies and gentlemen.
You're dead to me.
On my way to Orlando yesterday, after a series of events, I decided it'd be best for my family and I to purchase a Brightline ticket and make our way up to Orlando in a smooth 2-hour and 45-minute commute. Only thing is, the Brightline, and of course, we get into an accident after striking something, causing a 2.5-hour delay.
Are you serious?
On my Brightline. Moments after my wife, which I could never talk to her about, and say, she's like, you know what's crazy? Isn't the right line always getting into these little crazy little and then just two steps
away. What is it with you women? What is it, women? They always put this, like,
you know what? Manifesting. I really do not.
Jay Figgs, you have to speak for you. You have to speak for your. You have to speak for you, ladies. Why do you guys always predict something right before it happens?
Was she wrong?
But she didn't have to think it.
Just saying facts. Okay.
The thought process is the reason. Bro. It's like, yeah.
You know what? Put her on the show.
Premonition. There you go, Cap for Life. Premonition.
She didn't put no mush, okay? They brought that upon themselves.
Oh, y'all the biggest mushes.
She says it was her intuition.
Yeah, it's always intuition.
Mother's intuition.
Mother's intuition.
No. That wasn't mother's intuition. That was just women's intuition of causing an accident.
I think it was both.
I think it was a mother bleeping inconvenience. That's what it was. Yeah. But nonetheless, you know, hopefully no one got hurt, of course. God bless everyone that was involved. You know, I did find it weird at a certain point, though. They did ask us to close our shades out of respect.
They do that.
Okay. I was like, out of respect.
It is a known thing.
What are we talking about here? But yes, those are my nominees. Yeah, you know that. That's why I was like, okay, something serious may have happened. It was a lot of cops. Anyway, that was my nomination for Dead to Me. Leroy, what do you got?
So, I had a little chili pepper last night.
Ooh.
And originally, I was going to bet Alabama, right? But then I was watching ESPN, and it was only a $10 chili pepper.
Okay.
Right? Nothing serious. I just wanted a little action.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? He's got a point with BYU. Right?
He did not.
And I'm going to say this.
You went intangible, did you?
ESPN,
he betted on the intangibles.
What was his name? Fortenbaugh.
Fortenbaugh, Joe Fortenbaugh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who got me to change my mind with all his analytics and stuff, only to watch my $10 go out the door because mysteriously he said Alabama doesn't really shoot the three well. And lo and behold.
No, that guy was shooting the three
well. They was all out there like Steph Curry. Right? So he's dead to me. I'm not listening to him no more. I don't care how much information he brings to the table.
You're dead.
Wow. If you say it wasn't, and I shouldn't listen to somebody with makeup.
Oh man.
Say that again?
If it wasn't so serious and it was just $10, why is he dead to you today?
You're dead to me.
I should have went with my own. I should have went with my own thing.
Your intuition.
Yeah.
You should have went with your male intuition.
Yeah, I should have went. I've been picking the games pretty good. I got 6 of the 8 teams. I could have 6 of the 8 teams.
So you're just mad that you didn't listen to your intuition.
Right? I did not. Right. But it's his fault. He's dead to me.
I don't think so. I don't think so. He was just going with his intuition.
Mm.
I just looked up the article Dane South posted there. I feel a little bit bad for bringing this person up now.
Oh, what? One pass?
During it says,
yeah.
The headline here says, one dead after Brightline train crash in downtown Fort Pierce. Ugh.
You were halfway through, too.
Well, then. God bless him. Vlad or Figgy? Figgy, do you have a dead to me?
Yeah. Kind of you, because you never got to Ultra Trivia.
Oh, snack and bracket.
And look at you. You never got to it.
Jennifer was studying. She knew all of her ultra stats. Oh, no. She was ready to go.
I went through my old pictures just to make sure I remembered everything. And look,
damn. You let me down. I did mention that I remember like earlier on in the week. And I think I remember her saying, oh, yeah, no, that'll be good. That'll be good. Like, she was really waiting for that. I'm so sorry.
I was excited.
I apologize. I let you down. I let you down.
You let down myself and the listeners because they were also excited.
That's true. Hey, look, I'm going to go ahead and take that one. You win some, you lose a lot when you're me.
So I expect trivia soon.
That's fair. That is fair. I owe you one, and I promise I will make that right. Vlad, do you have a nominee to bury this week?
I have a lot, many nominees.
Oh, you know what?
It's two. Let's hear it, man. It's two nominees. They're repeat offenders.
All right. Repeat. Okay.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Not having Jessica serving me up at Marlins at Lone Depot Park. And that's you.
That
you.
Girl was eyeing you. So you know and what? She could have been Jessica 2.0.
No. It's just, no. That wasn't Jessica 2.0. That was Jessica minus Janine. 5.0.
Minus five.
Janine, yeah, come on, Janine. Come on.
God man. Bless you. Yeah,
look,
God
you
bless
saw you. Janine. I don't remember. Tell my Marcos. You saw Janine and we saw Jennifer. I mean, yeah, we saw Jessica.
Janine has a great personality.
Janine's great personality. Jessica has assets. Quite a few assets.
She's liquidated her assets for sure.
I hope not.
She's a bartender.
But she is. She's definitely a bartender. She's definitely. Okay, you.
That's for sure. Me.
You.
Why? I was.
This could have been a great Frog Week, but no. Yeah. Yesterday. You wanted to play Frogger. 1 minute you're at home, next minute you're at the improv.
I give him props though.
1 minute you're in a bedroom with a bedazzled mic, the next minute you're in a sleeper cell. I didn't get it.
Yeah, if you see understand. A bedazzled mic, chances are it's not going to work properly. So
that was fair. So you're saying I was hopping all around the city?
Dude, there was a time we came back, you were in the bathroom.
Yeah, that was
probably
not my best moment.
Oh, no, your worst moment was when the phone was in the fridge. You forgot your phone was in the fridge.
Sometimes. You've never done that? No one else has ever done that
actually,
before?
I've actually done that.
I spent 20 minutes looking for your phone. You realize
you're looking like, yo, wait a minute. And then all of a sudden we grabbed, like, damn, it's cold.
Well, look, a 4 out of 5 is not bad. Come on. 4 out of 5? Come on. Give me something. Come
80%.
On,
hey, man, that's passing. That's passing. You're a B. That's a B average.
Look, come on. This is just like my high school career, academically, of course. I'll take that. You know, that's not bad. I could have been better. It's not what happens. It's how you react.
No.
I woke
this morning
early. It's how you finish
it. Smitha said, this is why restraining orders were invented.
Because they were talking about the
Jessica?
Assets. Yeah.
Yes. If you're listening, Jessica.
Jessica. I've left my keys in so many crazy places. Cause when you're doing other stuff,
yeah, like
right, you ain't paying attention.
Things happen, all right. But I can't.
You know
back
what else I've lost a lot?
That's happened to me too, Cal.
Okay,
that's hey, I've you know how many wedding rings I've lost? Cause when I wash my hands, I take it off.
You know how many husbands have said that to wash?
No, but I told my wife when we first got married.
Yeah, but trust me, Roy. I trust
when
you, Roy.
When I got married, I said, "Do not spend a lot of money on a wedding band for me, and buy 3 of them."
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
but you can't say that to her.
Rubber. No, for sure, absolutely not.
You can't get no pubic zirconia. You can't get
no, because I told her I don't wear rings.
I trust Leroy when he says these things, but everybody else?
It's not.
I'll trust him, huh?
It has nothing
seen
to do
you with
about
jewelry, JFIC?
Yeah, but I also know what you gave up for Lent, so don't trust you.
It's awkward. It's awkward, like just having a ring on.
Well,
how
ladies,
is it awkward?
Huh? Just having awkward? It on my finger, not being married.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Smitha, that's so foul, man. You said,
wow.
So just like a football, Leroy is known for fumbling wedding rings. Oh,
not fumbling, but I don't like the ickiness underneath my finger in the ring when I wash my hands.
You know,
I take it off and then I sometimes forget.
Famous last words by soon to be
grooms.
No. Soon to be grooms.
Now, yesterday I was chastised via text message for starting the Hockman and Crowder show at 2:06. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here on time today for the first time this week and give them an opportunity to start right on time. And of course, I'm leaving on time on a Friday, right?
Yes, you are.
That is no accident, of course. I want to thank you guys for joining us all week and sticking through the chaos and the mayhem. We did it. I want to thank Vlad for holding down a production chair. Leroy for making sure that we had that bit of realism and analytical point of view that we needed.
Sophistication.
JFig, thank you for joining us as usual, making sure that we look pretty on this YouTube and Twitch stream. Ladies and gentlemen, Frog Week has concluded. We have Hockman and Crowder coming up next. We will see you next week. Whoop, whoop.